Here with Joyce McMullen, one of our heroes of 92. Joyce, listen, what we say about this four Masters machine? Another unbelievable performance, back-to-back under-21 titles.
Yeah, Bren, listen, they stood up again today and give a really, really good performance. Bad start, but really, really good from there on.
Yeah, yeah, wee bit of humanness at that start, Joyce, because they conceded that 1-1, and even the aggression of Niamh Conlon early on took us a while to settle, but once you found your rhythm...
Aye. Look, I'll tell you what they have. They have a lot of options up front. They have a lot of attacking options, and they have a lot of danger men. And it's really hard to mark them all. And you know, they all chipped in. I think Callum McGregor, man of the match somewhere, but I thought a lot of them chipped in the second half and gave good performances. And that's what you need. Yeah. You know,
and the platform of Reid and Thomas Carrick midfield, huge men as well, but can play ball too.
Absolutely, and that's part of the attacking platform that they did. Thomas and Callum and Conor were very good. So look, it is what it is. They're just a very, very effective unit, and they're playing well, and they're actually getting used to playing with each other now, and they're getting better as they go along, you know. Yeah. So
and look, the 222 was very, very respectable on conditions this time of year, but only conceding the 1-8. You'd have to say both sides of the game are as important, even though a lot of people look to the high score, and there's a serious work rate in defence, both individually, man for man, but then the collective.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, it's about keeping the scoreboard ticking with this game, and Masters are good at it. They have a lot of options, and they have a lot of good attacking options, and that's what it's about, like, you know. But they did limit it, and they defended well. Got a wee bit of luck a few times in the first half, but rode their luck well and came forward, and they're good attacking from deep as well. They're good attacking from their own defence. So, look, there's just a lot of talent on that team.
And the buzz about the town that it's created, football's number one, you know, back. It's the main thing in town.
Absolutely. Look, you couldn't but be impressed by them, Brendan. You know, they carry themselves well. There was something like 40 there in their squad. Like, and there's another hoop of boys trying to get in the team. And I think there's only three of that starting 15 not eligible next year. So
God help us.
I know. I listen. We need a bit of a boost. We've been on the downside for a while, so we need a bit of a lift.